Good evening. Election season is upon us, so we have invited two guests to debate a timely topic. Sortition. Sortition is a system that replaces voting with the random selection of representatives. Rather than choosing representatives by voting, representatives would be randomly selected from the general population. And now, let's meet our guests. First, we have Andrew Webster, president of our local voting commission. Welcome, Andrew.
Happy to be here.
Our second guest is May Chen of the Sortition Now Committee.
Good evening.
So, May, the first question is for you. Isn't the idea of eliminating voting anti-democratic?
Great question, Tom. In fact, sortition was practiced in ancient Greece, the birthplace of democracy. Representatives were randomly selected from among the free adult male population. So, no, it is not anti-democratic at all.
Andrew, can you respond to that?
May is correct in that a form of sortition was practiced in ancient Greece. However, our understanding of democracy has evolved since then. For example, in ancient times, only adult males who owned land were eligible to be representatives. That practice, like sortition, has no place in modern society. Voting is one of the most important ways in which average citizens can have a say in how they are governed. Taking away this right threatens our democracy.
I disagree. In fact, sortition would help to restore democracy. The influence of big money in politics has made it almost impossible for an average citizen to get elected today. You need to have money if you want to run a successful campaign. Our current system is corrupt. Sortition is a way in which we can rid our system of corruption.
Far from eliminating corruption, sortition would lead to corruption. Imagine how easy it would be for a big lobbyist to bribe a naive legislator who is not accustomed to power.
It wouldn't be any easier to bribe someone than it is today. And because representatives would be allowed to serve only once for a limited term, sortition would get rid of career politicians who stay in office for life, the politicians who are the most susceptible to corruption.
So, May brings up an interesting point. Citizens who are selected would need to put their lives on hold for years. It's completely impractical.
On the contrary, we could make laws to protect selected representatives from losing their jobs, and the experience they would gain would make them even more employable once their term had ended.
You can't be serious. No employer would agree to hold a job for years, and you mentioned experience. Most of the representatives would have no experience in government.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
I don't agree. What does the average person know about the many complex issues that legislators deal with every day, like economic policy, for example?
That is actually one of the strengths of sortition. Representatives would have access to information on the issues, just as legislators do now, but they would bring common sense and diversity of viewpoints to the process.
It's time for a short break. We will continue our discussion of sortition shortly.